Well, good afternoon again, friends. Really appreciate you joining in for another short devotional message. You maybe wonder why I'm holding another shoe in my hand. A few weeks ago, we thought about some of the great sneaker brands, the famous trainer companies, and learned a few lessons from them from the Word of God. And here's another very popular brand nowadays. Back in the 1980s or 1990s, or even the early 2000s, a lot of people wouldn't have been familiar with these shoes, but they've really, really taken off. And the brand name for these shoes is Vans. Paul Van Doren in 1966 founded the Vans Shoe Company. And primarily they were invented for things like skateboarding and so on and so forth. And just there on the back of the heel, I'm not sure if you can see that there, they've got their famous little slogan, Vans, the symbol, and then a little skateboard deck, and then written across it the words off the wall. Vans off the wall. And that was, I suppose, a trick that people did on skateboards back in the day. They tried to ride off the walls and different things. And there it is, just on the shoe, off the wall. Now, maybe you wonder where we're going with that. Well, in the book of Nehemiah, we read about the children of Israel. And they have returned to Jerusalem as God had promised from their captivity. And Nehemiah had got together a great band of workers to rebuild the walls in Jerusalem that had been broken down. And maybe the wall looked a lot like this wall that's being built behind me. The walls in Jerusalem had been broken down. The gates had been burned with fire. The temple had been plundered. And Ezra would oversee the rebuilding of the temple. And Nehemiah would oversee the rebuilding of the walls in Jerusalem. And those walls were very, very important to keep the people in the city safe from people outside. And Jerusalem was a walled city. And around the top of the wall, you had all sorts of different watchmen keeping an eye out and looking after the people of God. And as Nehemiah was building that wall, there was much opposition. Sometimes God's people got discouraged whenever they were building. Other times there was lots of rubbish that made it very difficult to continue building. And then oftentimes there came opposition from the enemies of the God of Israel. And three men in particular stand out there in the book of Nehemiah: Sanballat and Tobiah and another man called Geshem the Arabian. And they were always out to persecute, to hinder the work of God. They mocked at the beginning. They thought it was all a big joke. And then as the work progressed and the wall began to get built, they realized that this was something that was to be taken seriously. And so they began to openly oppose the work. And then at last they tried to get Nehemiah to come down and to compromise and to get down from off the wall and meet with them in one of the villages. It was all with a view to getting the work stopped. And we read about that in Nehemiah chapter 6. Listen to these words from verse number 1. It came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not yet set up the doors upon the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they sought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? So Nehemiah's on the wall. The work of God is going forward. The enemies of God are active. They're busy. And they call Nehemiah and they say, come down from off the wall. But Nehemiah said no. He didn't come down from off that wall. He continued laboring. He continued working until at last the work was complete. Maybe today you're a believer. You're involved in the work of God. You're doing something for Christ. You're trying to labor as best you can. You're trying to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you've given your life to Christ. You're building in that great foundation of the cross work of Calvary. And you're striving to go through with God. You're maybe involved in evangelism. You're maybe involved in prayer. You're maybe involved in missionary work. You're maybe involved in your local church. You're involved in some great work for God. And the enemy is trying to get you to come down from off the wall. Good to be like Nehemiah, to have discernment and to keep on keeping on and keep on laboring, keep on working and keep on serving. And when people ask you to come down from off the wall, just say no and keep on doing what's right and doing the things that God has called you to do. May God bless you today, friends, and thank you for your time.